One of the thousands of American soldiers taking part in this spring's troop rotation is Army Captain Robert Rossi. He's coming home soon, after spending most of the past year in Kuwait. Those who called his home outside Boston during the time he's been deployed would have heard this.
Hello, you've reached Holly and Rob. We can't get to the phone right now, but please leave a message and we'll call you back. Thank you.
Keeping Rob's name on the machine is just one of the ways his wife, commentator Holly Rossi, has been trying to stay close to him while he's gone.
There was a leak in my basement, so after the repairman left, I started to clean up. But there was one large part of the project that I was avoiding, the 70-some empty cardboard boxes that I had stacked along the walls. They were vessels for my care packages to Rob, teetering ceiling-high towers ready to be filled with odds and ends. Sending the care packages had become both a habit and a hobby. They were my one physical connection to my husband, a way I knew that I could send him something, even if it was just a pack of Starburst, that he would actually hold in his hand. For the past year, I've grabbed boxes wherever I could find them. I clung to the comfort of knowing that they were there, waiting. Having the boxes ready assured me that I wouldn't lose that contact with Rob as the months ticked on. But here's the thing. The water in my basement was not good news for the cardboard. The boxes would have to go. I wearily started slicing them up and arranging them by size so I could bundle them for the recyclers. Then, in my basement, alone, I stood up sharply and said out loud, "He's coming home." I realized that in a very short time, I would no longer need these boxes. It was the first time in many months that I had allowed myself to hope that he would come home in anything even resembling the near future. So I bundled up all the boxes and lined them up like floppy dominoes for pickup the next morning. Looking at them all there by the curb, I felt like I was snapping out of a trance. I had collected 70 boxes. That was enough for another 70 weeks' worth of packages. I had no faith that this would ever be over. I had gone numb to hope, and let myself focus instead on expanding this embarrassment of boxes into a big, now wet, security blanket. Getting rid of the boxes was the first step in clearing my mind, and literally making room for Rob to come home. I wanted to take a picture of the stacks, or say a prayer of thanksgiving, just do something to memorialize the moment when I realized that our part in this war would soon be over. How long could it be now, I wondered, until I might even believe that war in general might one day come to an end. Well, that's hard to say, though I just know that I feel liberated now that I can finally think outside the box.
Holly Rossi lives outside Boston. Her husband is Captain Robert Rossi with the 368th Engineer Battalion, an Army Reserve unit based out of Londonderry, New Hampshire. He's scheduled to come home next week.